Hey everybody, this is African American Times with your host Darrell London. Thank you for joining me. Yesterday I posted on social media that I would devote my next podcast to a prayer for Jussie Smollett. And a lot of people chimed in. They was like, no, what are you doing? Don't do it. A lot of people were saying, yeah, pray for him, he needs it. Other folks were saying, just talk about Bernie Sanders and he just joined the political fray. But it's in difficult times like these, I like to take a moment to pray. Brother Jussie has been dragged across social media, across all platforms. He's all over the news, both local and international news, and all over the radio. And the latest breaking news is that he has been charged with disorderly conduct for filing a false police report. And he's facing jail time, 3 to 5 years. And he's going to have to pay a hefty fine if he's found guilty of these charges. So it's moments like these that I want to pause and pray. That's what this episode is called. Pause and pray for Jussie Smollett. Dear God, thank you for this day. And thank you for Brother Jussie Smollett. And thank you for bringing him this far in his career. Thank you for the many gifts you bestowed upon him. We know and believe that you are an all-knowing God and that you are a forgiving God, a merciful God, a God who restores. With that, I ask that you allow those who care and love Jussie Smollett and for those who believe in you, that they stand in the gap on his behalf, asking for forgiveness. Forgive him for those things known and unknown. Please provide peace of mind, healing, and let him know that you are there with him. Bind any spirit of depression, any thoughts of suicide. Please send loving and supporting people his way to uplift him during this difficult time. God, we know you are a way maker who provides a way out of no way. Please turn what evenness meant for bad into good. These things we pray. Amen. I think of the poem, Pulse of the Day by Dr. Maya Angelou, and part of it goes, each moment holds new chances for new beginnings. Do not be wedded forever to fear, nor yoked eternally to societal expectations. But here on the pulse of this new day, we may all have the grace and the courage to look up and out into each other's eyes and greet one another. For African American Times, this is my opinion. I'm Darrell London.